Hey, Left Chapel Hill. As you know, the news continues to change. More information is emerging, and the guidelines are shifting for what it means for us to meet together. And so we already made the move last week to suspend our gatherings, and now following the guidelines of the experts, we are doing the same for our small groups. And so for the story and our Wednesday morning prayer group, we are suspending those meetings for now, and we're going to stay in touch with you and let you know when that changes. But we want to continue to be a part of the solution. This isn't just for our own safety, but we are thinking more so of the safety of the people around us and for the good of the broader community. And so we want to help lead the way in that and continue to be a part of that solution. So we encourage the same for all of our small groups. Please listen to those guidelines and keep in mind the people around you and make those decisions, not based on your own protection, but for the safety of others. And that's one of the ways that we can continue to love our community well. So we're going to continue our sermon series together in John chapter 17, studying this prayer of Jesus, the longest recorded prayer that we have from Jesus. And it takes place on his last night with his disciples at the end of this large collection of his teachings to them as he's sitting with them around that table and sharing with them this farewell discourse, as it's known. And so he caps off that discourse with this prayer, the prayer of Jesus that we find in John chapter 17. And so we're going to read verses 20 and 23 today, and just keep moving through this together, all right? So verse 20, it says this, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Holy Spirit, thank you for the power of this word. Thank you for the truth of this word. And we just ask that you would teach us and speak into our lives. We are in a unique moment for our own lives and for the culture around us. And we just pray that you would speak your wisdom and leadership into us today. It's your name we pray. Amen. So there's one word that stands out to me above the rest in this passage, and it's that word one. And I find it really interesting because here we are in this moment where we are forced to be apart from each other. And one of the things I love most about our church family is the connection that is so visible and that connection that we feel with each other. And yet we're at this place where we are forced to be apart. But it strikes me that even though we are forced to be apart, that does not mean that we are alone. So we are not alone. And this word, one, is the word that we're going to spend the rest of our time in together today. And so even in this time when we're apart from each other, I see three ways that we can continue to be one with each other. First off, we are one in him. And so Jesus makes this incredible statement where he says that we are in him in the same way that he is in the Father. So we are in him and he is in the Father, and the Father and the Son are in us and the Holy Spirit, and just this powerful, a little bit confusing, but dynamic statement that he makes about this unity that we have. The mystics, some of the ancient mystics used to write about this, and they would use the term loving union, that we are invited into this loving union with God. And so as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one with each other, so they are drawing us into that oneness and placing their oneness in us. It's a powerful thought. And so here we are in the middle of this time, and it's so encouraging, deeply encouraging to know that we are not alone, but he is in us. He draws us into himself and he places himself in us so that we don't have to face this time alone. So take hope in that and take joy in that and find the peace, the deep abiding peace in that truth. You are not alone. You are one in him. The second is this, we are one in prayer. We are one in prayer. And so last week in the message, I really challenged us during this time to lean into community. And so obviously some of that has changed because of the meeting requirements. But the challenge of leaning into community still stands. Even though we can't meet as small groups, we still need to find creative ways to lean into community together. So whether that's staying in contact through texting or emailing or FaceTime or whatever the kids do these days, all right? Just stay creative in the way that you keep connecting with each other, okay? One of the ways that we're going to practice doing that is finding some shared rhythms of prayer. So I want to share with you really quickly one of my daily rhythms when it comes to prayer. And that's this. On my phone, I have three alarms that I have set. And so they're set for different times of the day, and they remind me to pray in different ways. The first alarm that I have set is at 9:38 in the morning, and it comes from Matthew chapter 9, verse 38. And there's this prayer that Jesus prays in Matthew 9:38, where he says, the harvest is plentiful, but ask that the Lord of the harvest would send workers into the harvest field. And so every morning at 9:38, that alarm goes off, and the prompt there is pray for the harvest. And so I pray not just for the harvest that's out there, but also for the people to be sent into the harvest field. So I pray for you, I pray for other believers, and I especially pray for our church planting friends, that they would be encouraged in that work that they're doing. So join me in that. Set an alarm for that. The second one happens at 2:42 in the afternoon. And that prompt is to pray for the church. And so that comes from Acts chapter 2, verse 42. We study this in the story every spring semester. This section in Acts chapter 2, where we get this beautiful glimpse of the church in its earliest days after the Holy Spirit has been poured out on the believers and they have been unleashed into the world. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, to the fellowship, and to prayer. And then it goes on to describe some of the essential characteristics of the church in those earliest days. And so at 2:42 every day, that alarm goes off, and the prompt is pray for the church. I want you to join me in that. Set an alarm every day for that, and let's pray for each other. Let's pray for our church and how we're responding together in this, and pray for people who are struggling through this time that are part of our church community. All right, so we are, this is funny. At the time that we're filming this, it is right now at 2:42, and it's going off right now. Pray for the church. All right. So join me. That's hilarious. All right. The third one is at 3:20 every day. And this comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, where Paul prays, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And so when that alarm goes off, the prompt that I have there is simply immeasurably more. And so I begin to pray for immeasurably more in the lives of people around me, in my own life, in the lives of my kids and my wife and family, of the church and friends in the church and friends beyond the church. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. By praying that, it resets that framework of what we know to be possible. It challenges our view of reality, and we're reminded to pray for immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, because he's able to do it. And so now that we're in this unique season, I'm actually going to add two new prayer prompts every day, two new alarms, and I challenge you to join me in that. Let's have this shared rhythm together so that we could be one in prayer. So the first new one that I'm going to add is at 4:07 every day. And that comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And so the prompt that I'm going to put there is just to pray for peace. And so at first, that's for my own peace. And for my own peace, my mind and my heart would be guarded in Christ Jesus, this peace that transcends all understanding, that goes beyond the reality that we see around us. It's higher than that. It's deeper than the reality that we see around us. And so let's pray that together at 4:07 every day. What if we just paused and we prayed for peace? For our own peace, for the peace of others around us, that our hearts and minds would be guarded in Christ Jesus. Some of you are really wrestling with anxiety and the uncertainty of this time. I'm going to ask for the Lord to bring you to mind specifically, not just to me, but to others that are part of this church family. And we're going to walk through this together, and we're going to lift each other up through this. The last prayer prompt is for 5:07 every day. And this is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "Cast all anxiety on him because he cares for you." And so there's a great hope in us praying for each other at 4:07 and praying for that peace for each other. But the greatest hope comes in the reality that God cares for us, that he cares deeply for us. And there's not a single detail that he's missing. Every worry that is weighing you down right now, he's offering to put it under his shoulders. Every fear that you have, he hears it, he sees it, and he's offering to step into that, to stand beside you and to give you courage that you don't have on your own, and to whisper into the depths of your heart, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." So let's share that rhythm of prayer together. That's another way for us to be one, even when we are apart, to have a shared rhythm of prayer and to be one in prayer. And the last one is this. So if we're one in him, and number two, we are one in prayer, then the third thing that we see here is that we are to be one in love. Okay, we are one in love. At times of disruption, the church is at her best. And I firmly believe that we will see that again. And in fact, we already are seeing it. We're seeing it in the college student who emailed the first day that all of this news was breaking and volunteered to be a source of childcare for a family who needs it. We're seeing it in the young couple who reached out and said, "Hey, I'm willing to share the eggs from the chicken coop in our backyard for people who need food during this time." We're seeing it in the people who are organizing to do grocery pickups and volunteering to do grocery pickups or prescription pickups for people who need that. We're seeing it in our friends who are buying gift cards to support local businesses during this time, or intentionally ordering takeout from local businesses and tipping well to help people whose jobs are on the line during the midst of this crisis. We're seeing people volunteer for Table, donating time, donating food, donating money to Table to make sure that local school kids have the food that they need, that they normally would rely on the school system to provide. But during this time when the schools are closed, Table is helping to step into that gap. And we're even seeing it in friends who have worked really hard to put together a website, triangleprayer.org, as a way of helping to mobilize prayer during this season. So we're seeing that all over the place. Whenever there's a time of disruption, the church is at her best. And I love seeing that in you. I have this prayer, and I want to close with this, that's running through my mind and running through my heart whenever I think of all of you during this time. And it's this prayer. I'm obviously praying for protection and safety for everyone, and praying for those who are wrestling with anxiety. But there's this prayer that keeps running through my mind, and I pray that you would remember that you are loved. And even beyond that, I pray that you would remember that you are love. And I just want to thank you for the way that you embody the love of Jesus, that you are the physical presence of the love of Jesus in this world, to your neighbors right now, to vulnerable populations right now. You are the love of Jesus. And thank you for the way that you live up to and the way that you live into your name. That is who you are.
Hey, Love Chapel Hill. Glad you came to join us again this week. We are so happy that you are with us and you're able to enjoy listening to us even from the comforts of your own home. Even though we are not able to get together physically, we do want to make sure that we're able to connect together. And we live in a wonderful age where we can virtually do a lot of things. One of those simple ways is to connect with us through social media. Social media provides up-to-date information that we can give to you on what's coming up next with the church, or some options where you can serve, where you can love. So please, if you do not follow us or like us on our social media sites, please do so now. You will find those links in the bottom of this page. Also, we've launched a brand new website this week. It's called triangleprayer.org. Triangle Prayer has actually been in the works for the last few months. We have designed this website to be a tool for you and for churches to build a culture of prayer, a 24/7 prayer movement here in our region. And it has been never more poignant to be able to do this now as we are all from our homes right now. Well, we're able to connect together in prayer. Right now, as we speak, Triangle Prayer is having prayer shared, words of God shared, a community is being built. We want to invite you to go to this area, go to triangleprayer.org, join in prayer movement for our region. Pray for the circumstances that are happening now, real life circumstances. Pray for things in your life. Pray for things that you want to see happen with the world. Pray for a closeness with the Lord. We have all that available there for this little community that we're starting. We would love for you to join us. Additionally, we actually have a live prayer option, a private prayer you can have with a Triangle Prayer team member that would love to pray with you. So if something on your heart, something that is concerning you, somebody can pray with you right now as we speak. So I want to invite you to go to this area, join in this great prayer movement as we see an awakening of God's Spirit move through our city. We are praying for God to move, and we want you to be a part of it. So please join into triangleprayer.org, especially as we are in our different places today. Additionally, guys, we've been talking the last few weeks about different ways that we can still serve and being creative. One of those ways is to support our partner, Table. So Table has been for years working with children in our school systems that are food insecure. They currently now are serving over 700 families. And now more than ever, they need your help. They need food and funds. It's simple as that, food and funds. Go to tablenc.org. You can find out different ways you can donate, because what they're doing, they're taking the food that they have, that they're getting donated, or they're buying with the money that is given, and delivering it to the doorsteps of each one of these children so they make sure that they have a meal while the schools are out. So if you want to be a part of the solution, if you want to serve, you want to love your community, and you're not sure what to do, this is one way that we can partner and make a true difference in our city, especially in the young lives in our town. Lastly, guys, we still want to connect with you. And again, there's so many different ways we can do this virtually. And what we've done, we want to know who you are. Who's watching us this morning? Who's watching us tonight? We have created a virtual connect card. If you go down to the bottom of the page, you can click on the link. And what we want to just know a little more about you, get your name and email address. And what this does, we can reach out to you and let you know about future things happening with Love Chapel Hill. If you're interested in this ministry, if you have questions, we can start that dialogue and we can speak together and we can connect. Also, within this connect card, you can let us know, hey, maybe the Lord has been doing something in your heart and you want to know more about what following Jesus is like. Or you've made that wonderful decision and you want to celebrate by taking that next step in being baptized. Well, we want to know about that too. And guess what? When we are able to get together again, we are going to go down to the river and we will get you baptized and we will celebrate. We'll have a party together. So that's something to look forward to. But we also want to know about that. We want to talk to you about that. We want to pray with you about that. So you can actually sign up on the virtual connect card and fill out that information, and we will be in contact with you to let you know about how that can go about for you. Thank you so much again for joining us today. I want to close out here today just reflecting on Pastor Matt's message. It was so poignant, especially for this time. Now, we talked about several ways that we could connect virtually. Well, as we know, as followers of Jesus, we can actually connect spiritually. Even though we're not physically together, I just want to urge you and prompt you to follow those different prayer times that Pastor Matt had given. Let's pray together those certain times. Let's connect spiritually with the Creator, the Savior, our Lord Jesus together. And let's feel that presence with Him, knowing that, hey, I may be in my home and you may be in your home and somebody else is in another place, somebody else is experiencing something different, that we can come together and pray as one to our Savior, cast our anxieties and our fears to Him, and we can be strengthened and we can connect spiritually together. I want to close this out in a really quick prayer here to get to today. Lord Jesus, we just ask you, wherever we are, in our living rooms, in our homes, in restaurants, wherever we may be, Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that you are with us, Lord. During this time, you bring us closer together, that we strip away all the things that have been distractions in our world, that we come to focus just on you, Lord. Let us be one in you, and you be one in us. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you guys for joining us today. Hopefully, we'll see you again next week. Look for more videos coming up.